Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in, time for Daily Editorial. I'm going to start out, I'm going to skip the Ukraine just for a second, and I want to talk about political correctness that I think is just absolutely ridiculous in this country. You know, off mic, when Jim and I were talking this morning, he said, what do you think about the Oscars last night? And I said, damn, I didn't even know they were on, because I really don't even care. I happen to judge people by the moment. Okay, I don't judge people as being part of a race. I think, for example, that Biden, in terms of picking Kenji Brown Jackson and saying up front that he was going to get a black woman of color to come into the Supreme Court, I find that to be absolutely ridiculous. The reason I find it to be ridiculous is I think you want a qualified woman or a qualified person. You know, I would even take out the woman comment in there. I'd say you want a qualified person. The Supreme Court is too important. I know that a lot of my friends are very, very politically correct. I believe in judging the individual. Jim, give me your comments. Comment, if you would, a little bit on the Oscars last night. And then comment on my comment, if you would, Jim.
I think the Oscars is reflective of society right now. Yeah. This polarization of the elite, these people in Hollywood that think that they know better than everyone else and trying to influence and change things. And then the hypocrisy of them, of someone like Will Smith walking up to Chris Rock and slapping the host, may have been staged. I don't know. But the bottom line is it just shows the animosity or the efforts to try to get more attention.
Right.
When people are like, you know, they're beginning to realize that this is just ridiculous. And why are these people, these rich, wealthy actors who live in a bubble, telling the rest of the country how to think and what to believe?
Right.
And that's the unfortunate part about, you know, the Biden administration and the Democratic Party right now. They're trying to force everybody to think and believe a certain way. Absolutely against the Constitution, against all our principles, and will backfire in them dramatically, I believe.
Oh, I think it will too. I've been saying that for a long time, a long time. Let's talk a little bit about the Biden speech. I thought it was a pretty strong speech. I don't know if you thought it was a strong speech or not, but you thought it was not a very good speech. He made some real guffaws. What are they, Jimmy?
Well, so Joe Biden basically threatened Vladimir Putin, said he had to leave office, and an idea of regime change.
Right.
Every NATO member, and openly, Macron, the president of France, openly was outraged and belittled Biden for that. You're risking an escalation for no purpose, for no purpose at all. And I think that was one of a multitude of mistakes that Biden made this last week while in Europe. The guy should never have let him out of his basement to go there.
Yeah.
He is very dangerous. He's undermining stability around the world, and he is destroying America's credibility. And most Europeans understand it now, and they are tired of it. It's very, very disturbing. And, you know, how he talks, and this is the entire White House philosophy. Let's say things that sound good, but
okay,
in reality do nothing effective. And
right,
that's what we're seeing in America right now.
Don't disagree with that one, Jimmy. I just thought that I was surprised. I watched the speech twice. He did say some things, but I thought he came across very strongly. Now, we did a weekend special with Dr. Birnbaum on Mitterrand. Mitterrand's a pretty good guy. And he's a pretty sensible guy. He's doing a good job running the country of France, in my opinion, after listening to what Frieda had to say. And I think he was absolutely 100% correct. What do you think about that?
Macron. Mitterrand used to be there in the past.
I'm sorry, Macron.
Yeah, so I think Macron is, I think he, like most leaders in Western Europe are having to face the reality of kind of this globalist ideology.
Right.
And people are pushing back. The yellow shirt protests that basically nearly took down his government, the violence and the destruction from Islamic groups in these no-go zones areas in France shows incredibly weak policies on immigration. I think it's beginning to really undermine all of Europe and France in particular. I personally have very little respect from most of European leaders, most of the world's leaders right now. I think most of them are frauds. Yeah. And I don't think they look at the problems that the world is facing here with any realism and even effectively defending their own national interests. And I think, you know, they're in a desperate situation right now with Europe actually facing the potential of Russia expanding that war and the nuclear threats. So, you know, there's no leadership right now in the world. There's nobody standing up with the exception of really bold people like Putin. And I don't think that's not a good sign for the rest of the world. We walked this road before 1913, 1914.
Right.
We ended up in nasty world war.
We didn't. And we ended up with two nasty world wars. The war to end all wars ended up with World War Number Two. I think the smartest leader in the world right now, personally, is Xi Jinping. He's doing what I think is exactly what he needs to do for China. Certainly not for the rest of the world, but he's doing exactly what he needs to do for China.
Well, he is, and I think another person that's, he's facing some severe difficulties, and he's getting propped up by global corporations and some of those U.S. corporations.
Of course he is.
Yeah, NBC for the Olympics, of course, ABC, Disney, a lot of these, you know, major corporations that are very media and tech companies that are propping his authoritarian rule up. It's going to blow back eventually, or we're all going to be speaking Chinese under the regime that controls us, something that most freedom lovers will not allow. And I think the unfortunate part about it is we're working toward that violence. Another world leader I think that's actually playing it pretty smart is Modi in India.
Yeah.
He's kind of keeping himself out of the mess, and he's got 1.3 billion people in his population, a growing economy, a democracy. It's an ugly democracy, but it's a democracy.
Yeah.
And he's being pretty careful about this, and he may come out a winner on it. I don't know. Right now, I just don't see anything good coming from anywhere, and certainly not after the losses in Ukraine the Russians are facing, and the absolute disturbing breakdown of their ability to project power.
Jimmy, there's got to be a whole bunch of very serious conversations going on in Russia right now. How do you think they're going to turn out? Let me just finish my train of thought. I think it's up to Putin, quite frankly. I really do. And I'm not saying he should resign, but I have to go back and say what I said about 3 weeks ago, and that is somehow he's got to cover his ass.
Well, I mean, that's what he's attempting to do, and the way he's doing it is putting more pressure on Ukrainian individual civilians and trying to crush the resistance that's growing there.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get uglier if he continues down this route.
His
losses are staggering. They are staggering. And most military operations would not be able to sustain this. And people are beginning to leave in mass. They're having to shoot deserters, which, okay, that's kind of a normal thing in war, but it's very few. They're having a significant number of people that are leaving, that are turning over equipment, that are actually taking the Ukrainian offer to get potential citizenship and protection for a period of time. Uh-huh. And these are their combat troops. And they've lost a number of generals, and they're gaining no credibility in the world. So, you know, this is just not – there's nothing good coming out of this for Russia.
No, no.
Nothing good for coming out of Ukraine. And the fact that the rest of the world is sitting out here twiddling their thumbs and not coming up with relatively effective policies to stop the conflict – I think it's just horrendous. And this is a sign of incompetent leadership in the United States that, for whatever reason, thought that they could run the country from behind the puppet strings with an incompetent, senile old man, Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. And it's terrible.
Well, the United States, in my opinion right now, really doesn't have a leader, I don't think. I'm not sure that, I mean, Biden clearly has a shortfall. There's no question about that. If you were to look at the other party, though, who's the leader who could come in from the Republicans? Are you thinking it's Trump?
Well, I mean, he's the one that's most respected still out there. He's got the best party support. He had his policies, regardless whether you liked his Twitter or his personality.
Yeah.
And I'm just tired of hearing that from people. His policies were beneficial to the American economy.
Oh, no question
the American
about
worker,
that. Right. There's
and,
no
and
question
And to all
about
members
that.
Of the American
yeah.
community. So, including minorities.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing now, we've got incredible inflation that's going to increase. We've got this absolute catastrophe at the border. You've got the Afghanistan collapse. You've got violence. You've got tensions. And again, I'll go back to what happened. The anger and the frustration in society right now is reflective of the Oscars last night. And then, of course, you've got unbelievably incompetent response to COVID that drug people through this longer and longer. And every measurable point of American society is increasingly turning bad. And there's very few people that still support this administration. And I think polling is beginning to reflect it with, you know, very, very low ratings, even from the sycophants who love, you know, who don't even look, but just support a Democrat blindly.
Yeah, yeah. You know what the feeling that I'm starting to get is a little bit different than yours. The feeling that I'm starting to get is Americans are getting very fed up with the American political scene.
Oh, no, I agree completely.
Yeah.
I don't think we're inconsistent there at all. I see it very clearly.
Yeah.
People are absolutely, the facade of the corruption is beginning to be so clear.
Yeah.
And people are fed up with it. The problem is our system is so broken.
Yeah.
We have to get candidates in there that will actually stand up for American principles and policies, you know, for our Constitution, rather than their financial interests or bow to the woke mob that wants to, you know, teach 5-year-olds gender issues.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I think personally, my feeling is I think it's all about political correctness, number one. Number two, I think that I respect Donald Trump in a sense I had, and you know that, but the fact of the matter is I think that his personality is perhaps a little bit on the volatile side. In terms of...
Hey, Al, I want to ask you, do you think that Putin would have invaded Ukraine if Trump would have been president?
No.
Okay, so, hey, do you hire a priest to go to a gunfight?
No.
So,
no, Jim, yeah, you know, you've got a really good point. You've got a really good point. And the way you put it and the way I understand what you're saying, I don't disagree with what you're saying. I'm just incredibly concerned right now with America, Jim. America is your country. You put your life on the line. America is my country. I've put my reputation on the line for it, and I am very, very concerned about what's going on. And I got to tell you, inflation is scaring the daylights out of me right now. I can't afford to go to Seattle to see my kids. It costs me $80 to fill up my car now. You know, I looked at a golf cart yesterday, a push cart. Price went from $300 to $400. I asked a guy in the pro shop, I said, why? You're talking about a 33% increase. He said, it's all about supply chain. He said, I agree with you, Mr. Corlin, but it's all about supply chain. Go to the grocery store. It's scary what's going on. This inflation, if I hadn't lived through a major inflation before back in the 70s, I would be terrified right now. But I've lived through one of these before, and I know all things must pass. Comments on the inflation, if you would, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think the inflation is going to be horrendous because we haven't even felt the increases yet. It'll be months before we feel the increases of the latest oil supply issues.
Yeah.
It'll be the summer at the earliest
when
you start to see the actual manufacturing costs for almost everything we have, which is produced by some sort of petroleum product.
Yeah.
The price of the pump, unbelievable. Yeah, inflation's not slowing down. The markets are going to be very unstable. And I'll tell you, who's the real culprit in all this? Who's the real enemy? It's the corporate media, the globalist media that is protecting these things.
I agree 1,000%, Jimmy. At least we're not blaming politicians necessarily right now. We are blaming the Jeff Bezos, the Bill Gates of the world. They are basically lining their pockets with more and more greenbacks, and you and I, Jimmy, are suffering. I hesitate to ask you this, but when you drove out here to the West Coast because you had to take care of the sale of your home, your second home, et cetera, that must have cost you a pretty penny, Jim.
Oh, yeah. The gas across the country. I paid in California when I went to see my uncle $5.99 a gallon for gas. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah, filling up at $100 a tank.
Yeah.
It was pretty harsh to drive, 4,000 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty tough time. And it's look, people are frustrated all over this nation, and they're beginning to wake up. Again, I talked to a number of people on the way that were just like, what the heck is going on with our nation? And it's time to swing back. You know, it's time to push these idiots out.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%.
And then protect against the next set of idiots that will come in.
I agree 100%. Jimmy, things are so volatile right now. I'm going to keep in touch with you all day now that you're home. I hope it doesn't bug Laura. But if something negative happens, then it very easily could, I'm going to ring you up.
Yep, okay.
Jimmy, you're a prince. Thank you so much.
Talk to you later.
Okay, man.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.